Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, audience. This is Sandra Bueno, and I'm coming to you today on Power to Be You. It is Tuesday, September 18th, 2007. And as I see you, I'm actually out on the road, so I thank this format where we are able to utilize technology to get across and carry on as planned. And as I welcome you on board, this is the half an hour Power to Be You show, which is on Tuesday. Also, to bring to your awareness, we do have a 1 hour show on Thursday, which brings about resources and education brought to you through skilled professionals, contributors, leaders, speakers, and life coaches. My name is Sandra Bueno. As I said, I am the founder and creator of Live and Learn Enterprises, as well as the Power to You movement. The Power to Be You movement was created for the purpose of bringing accountability, responsibility, and empowerment via education. In today's world, we must stand for something. We must stand for something, or we will fall for anything. With this idea in mind, it is my mission to make a difference. As I have grown and as I have experienced life, the experiences that have come my way have given me a great deal of testimony and awareness to a lot of the problems that we face in society, that we are facing, irrespective of where we live, of our socioeconomic class, of our education, our resources, our heritage, our color, our origin, our religious preference. As a human entity, as humans, we all carry a burden. And when I say burden, it's a burden that lies within our spirit and our soul to truly discover who we are and what our purpose is. Knowing that this is my purpose is to help, I bring to you this show whereby I may be able to present something to you that will make a difference in your life, that might encourage you, that might cause you to make a choice, that you might otherwise not have taken had it not been presented to you. I come from a background of personal development through the teachings of one of the most incredible people I've ever come across, Anthony Robbins. You can actually go online and Google Anthony Robbins or go to anthonyrobbins.com and do some background research on who this person is. But truly, he is an incredible individual because he is able to take all of what the psychiatric, psychological world talks about, and he's able to deliver in such clear, action-oriented approaches that we as general people can truly understand the purpose and the reason for why we behave the way we behave, why we do what we do, why our choices meet our needs. When we look at a lot of the pain that's prevalent in our society, be it with family members, with our children, with our coworkers, with ourselves, if we do not have the correct information and the correct education to help us understand what is going on, we truly are at a disadvantage that only perpetuates our pain. As I sit here in front of you, I am actually going to use today's presentation to discuss our kids, to discuss what is an example of where we stand as a society. Whether you have kids or not, this information applies to you. Because you must understand that children grow up. And if as a child you create patterns or you create understandings to meet your needs, those patterns and understandings will continue with you as you grow up. And worst yet is that as you grow up, you end up adding to this. Therefore, we start carrying our luggage around. And depending upon the lifestyle we lead, the experiences we have, the people we come across, the hardships we face, the challenges we have to overcome, our behavior will be a direct reflection of where we are internally. So what I'd like to do is I am actually going to be using a few resources here to try to explain why it is so important that you, as an audience member, that you recognize why it is important that you must understand who you are, why you must understand what your core is, why you must understand what your identity is. All of this will allow you to be able to understand others. This will empower you to be able to deal with children, to be able to deal with your relatives, to be able to deal with other humans. We always stem out of our desire to either avoid pain or gain pleasure. This is the first and foremost bit of golden information that Tony Robbins imparts to us. When we understand that this is the way that we act and behave, this empowers us because we now have to take a mirror upon ourselves and truly, with all honesty, determine why we are doing what we are doing. If you're sitting right now in an office or you're in your car or you've downloaded this and you're sitting in front of your computer, you might want to take a moment and truly reflect within you and ask yourself, take a situation that you're in or a problem or a relationship issue that you're having, or maybe you're upset because someone said something or someone did something, or maybe someone did not do something. Or maybe you yourself have failed to follow through on a plan. Or now you're feeling guilty because you did something that you should not have done and that you had told yourself you would never do again. Maybe you went overboard on the shopping. Or maybe you gave too much of yourself. Or maybe you didn't give enough to your family members, your significant other, or your own kids. Basically, any situation that you have right now, whatever you decided to do, fit and suited a need that you had. It suited a purpose. You must be able to truly ask yourself, why did I do that, or why did I accept that? And it is when you do this, and importantly, if you are able to write it down, then you will be able to see it for yourself in black and white. Once you see it for yourself in black and white, you're able to say, wow, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. If you don't like something, change it. If you're not willing to change it, then accept it. You always have a choice. What I say in Tower to Be You is you have a choice. When equipped with information, with resources, with alternatives, and with a mindset of flexibility, you are able to make distinctions in your own life. A lot of the people that we come across, most of these people tend to be stuck in their rules. Throughout their life, they did something or something happened to them where they had to choose and decide that this was the best way to deal and handle a situation. When this happens, we as people create patterns. We start saying, well, in the future, next time this happens, I am not going to do this. Or next time I meet this type of person, I'm not going to go down that same route. Or next time a person behaves this way or talks this way or walks this way, then I'm not really going to trust them. Or in a relationship, if this person doesn't have this, then I can't have this person. Even though this person may reflect everything that you believe in. All of these different distinctions come to us through our experience. I know that coming across on a half an hour show cannot possibly change your life 100%, but it can start opening up a window. It can start giving you the knowledge that there is a way out. There is a way out when we are willing to allow ourselves a way out. There is a way out when we search and we seek, because we know that at the end there is light. We block ourselves in. We put ourselves in a box. We hold ourselves there. There's an exercise, a friend of mine who actually works with Bob Proctor. For those of you who do not know Bob Proctor, if you watch the movie The Secret, he is the gentleman that presents it. He is a life coach as well. And what my friend said was, you can use this as an example. You give a child a coloring book and you tell him to color it, to fill it in. And it was mentioned that Donald Trump will give his child a blank piece of paper and he'll ask his child to draw it in. That's pretty much thinking out of the box. Or why is it that kids at Christmas time, why isn't that they have more fun in playing with the wrapper or the box than the actual game itself? And I remember going to, well, I've traveled a lot, and I remember going to Ecuador and even Peru out in Machu Picchu. And these streets that are dirt roads, I remember the children playing with sticks, playing with rocks. I remember one image of this little boy. He must have been about, I would say, like 3 years old, going on 10, just because they're brought up having to fend for themselves. This child was running with inner tube or some form of tire-like rubber circle, and he was just having the best time. And I will tell you, I have never seen my son have a best time in that way. I've seen my son tell me, I need more toys. These toys, I'm bored. I'm tired. What else can I do? I don't have anything to do. This is no fun. You know, I know I can sit here and talk and talk and talk, and maybe I won't give you much, or maybe I will. What I want to truly say here is that this is about you making a difference and you're making a difference for yourself before you try to make a difference for someone else. Because we're all human. We all have the same nervous system. We all come from the same entity. Whether you believe or not, whether you have a spiritual connection, whether you believe in God or not, your heart beats as much, or at least with the same organisms and the same veins and the same ventricles and everything as the next person over. Our feelings dictate our emotions, determine our feelings. Our actions determine our emotions. It's all interconnected. What you do with your time every single day, from the moment you awake to the moment you go to bed, what you do with your time and how you spend your time is the check that you are paying for whatever it is that you are doing. And at the end of the day, you are going to be able to say, wow, this was a check well spent, or this was a waste of my life. Most people will not see it that way. We believe that we're going to continue going forever and ever. And that's not so. And it is this awareness that makes a difference in how you see your life, and how you spend your time, and how you bring people into your life, or you connect to others, or you connect to your families, you connect to your children, or you connect to yourself. An issue that I really have, and I'm very passionate about bringing this forth and expressing this, and I know that I have a personal testimony to be able to say, yes, this is where I stood, and yes, this is the distinction I made, and this is how I'm going to be able to help others. As a woman, I lived it. I lived the pain in the past. I lived the pain of relationships. I lived the pain of having a divorce. I lived the pain of being a single parent, of having to pay for myself, of having to take care of me, of having to sacrifice, of having herniations in my neck and in my back, of being in a position where I could not move because I could not lift my body off the floor, or that I could not hold a pen. I could not write. Or that I had to lay down on the floor to be able to do my homework for my master's program simply because I got injured and because I have muscle atrophy. These issues and these challenges have served me to make a lot of distinctions about how we are, about our humanity, about what a lot of people face out there. And in the absence of an ultimate vision, and in the absence of what your core is about, all of these challenges will appear to be insurmountable. They will appear to be overpowering. Because nothing, nothing will give you greater strength than knowing where you're supposed to be going, than having an ultimate vision for your life, an ultimate vision for who you want to be, for where you want to be, for how you want to be, how you want to be with your family, how you want to be with yourself. It's actually funny. I am sitting right here outside of a shopping center. All of you have seen them. They're all the same. Seen one, seen them all pretty much. You know, and we get so busy just going about our everyday life that we sell ourselves short because we get stuck on the routine. We get stuck on the insignificant. We get stuck on worrying about picking up our laundry, making sure that our clothes are washed, rushing home to make dinner, or rushing to the office to make sure that you have to open up the computer and the fax and the email. We get overwhelmed by our everyday life. And no wonder, at 45 and at 50, people will stop and say, what is this? What is this all about? And then they think that it's too late to change. It's too late to go back to their dreams of youth. Or a woman that will say, you know what, it's too late. I could have gone. Had I not had my child, or had I not married this person, or had I finished school, or had I continued my education, or had I traveled then, you know, don't live in the land of if and what if and shoulds and should have not. Live in the land of is and I am, and I am doing, and action. Action is what will make a difference for you. I have so much to say. I have so much to say that it confuses me, because it means I have to break it down to the ultimate seed. And when I'm able to come back to that, I always come back to our core, who we are. Who we are, who you are as a woman, who you are as a man. It's truly is that, men or women, and we are different. In today's world, those two roles have gotten so mixed up, and they've kind of transcended into each other, where most people and most relationships can barely make it because the genders have confused their duties, their purpose, their specialties, their uniqueness. We need to stop. We need to be aware. We need to be aware of where we are and where we're standing in order for us to take control of our situation. I am so fervent about this, because I'm exposing myself to it, and I see it. And I see how through communication we would be able to be different with one another. Through communication we wouldn't have the issues that we have with our society. It is horrific to hear stories of how many children are suffering because they are born or because they are being brought up by people who are absent in their lives. They are being brought up by people who are kids themselves. People who want to be taken care of by their kids. And let me tell you something. Some kids are actually taking care of their parents. Soon you're going to meet a person. You're going to meet the founder and the executive director of the Children's Coalition, which is based in West Palm Beach, Florida. He will be able to tell you stories that will break your heart, stories that will make you tear, because these stories should not be happening, and they are happening. And these stories do not just belong to a sector of our society. We might be able to pinpoint them and target that group and say, you know what, in this area, this is what's happening, and in this ethnic background or in this economic level, social level, this is what's happening. It might be more prevalent there, and it might be more obvious. But you know what? That same pain, that same injustice, those same issues, the same aggression, the same aggravation, the same anxiety, the same pain is happening in neighborhoods where houses go for $1 million and up. It's happening with people who have high educations. It's happening at all levels, because it's about who we are at the core, what we believe in, what our purpose is, why we are here. Is it about you buying the car, about you buying the house? Is it about getting your nails done? Is it about getting your hair up in the style that suits our society? Or is it about what's in our hearts? Because ultimately, when you are lying in your bed, ultimately, when you are in your room, ultimately, when you are in front of the bathroom, in the mirror, you are looking at who you are. And nobody's there to fall for the mask that you wear. Nobody is there to say, oh, yeah, I give you significance because of the car that you drive, or I give you significance because of the position that you have. At that moment, it is only you and yourself in that mirror. And yourself is the one that is on the outside, and your inner self, your soul, is the one that goes through your eyes and touches your soul and touches your heart and tells you, without even using words, it allows you to feel what you feel inside. And if that is not congruent with who you know you should be, then it's time for you to change. It's time for you to make a difference for yourself. Because before you make a difference for somebody else, you must make a difference for you. It's not about somebody else taking care of you. It's not about a man coming to your rescue. It's not about a woman being your mother. It's about you as an adult looking at yourself, looking at your life, looking at your choices and saying, you know what, this is not what I want. This is what I want. And I'm going to put action to my step and I'm going to work on it every single day. And this is truly what's going to fulfill my life. And this is what's going to give me that level of success that I seek, even if you have to sacrifice, because it is about sacrificing. Otherwise, everyone would have it. And unfortunately, education does help in this matter, because that's who we are as people. We are here to learn. We are here to evolve. We are part of the evolutionary process. If we are not learning, if we are not growing, then we are dying. Get that. Please understand that. And I say it with love, but I also say it from my gut. So we must grow and we must learn. There's a difference between our pets and ourselves. There's a difference between our kids and ourselves. Today, kids are running their families. Today, kids are making decisions for their parents or decisions. Go to a children's playground or go to a boomer's and watch the interaction between kids and parents and see who rules. A 2-year-old rules. What's going to happen when they're 10, 14? Parents afraid that their kids are going to kill them. This is not happening everywhere, but it's happening. I'm running out of time, so this I'm going to close, but be here on Thursday. As I told you, you are going to be meeting the founder and executive director of Children's Coalition, and in this program, you're going to be exposed to a lot of information that's going to make you aware, and this is about us making a difference. Power to be you. Power to make a difference through accountability, responsibility, and empowerment via education. This is Sandra Bueno, founder of Live and Learn Enterprises.